Harper Audio presents Find Your Fire by Tim Green, performed by Christian Rummel. The center snapped the ball, and Jake pivoted one foot, tearing up grass and pulling out of the line, accelerating toward the other side of the formation. His target flashed in front of him from nowhere. The target was Bobby Lemke, Jake's best friend and the team's star defensive end. Bobby wasn't looking. If Jake smacked him hard enough, he could knock him into next year. It could be a classic trap block, something to make an offensive lineman drool. Instead of unloading with a monster hit, Jake put his hands out and turned his head, bumping Bobby away from the hole where the runner should be zipping by in the next instant. Bobby twisted like a snake and clubbed Jake's shoulder with the backside of his hand as he cleared Jake's body and threw himself into the hole. Before Jake could turn around, he heard the cry, "Fumble!" The ball squirted between Jake's legs. He dove on it and felt the pile of bodies build up on his back as the cry for the ball spread through the team like a grass fire. Jake clutched the ball tighter than a mother holds her baby. In the dark, cramped space, Jake felt someone's hands slither into his arms and grab at the ball. Jake tugged, but the wicked fingers clawed for the ball with an iron will, twisting it free and yanking it from Jake's grip. As the players climbed off the pile, the light revealed Bobby Lemke holding the ball high for all to see. A cheer went up from the defense. The scrimmage was over. 10 extra sprints for the losers. That was Jake, the loser. Coach Heath grabbed Jake's face mask and pulled Jake's head close enough that Jake could feel the heat of his coach's breath.
"You had a clean shot to annihilate Bobby. Why didn't you?"
Jake shrugged because he couldn't explain it.
"You think he's your friend? There are no friends on the football field. Get it? He's on the other side. You want to win, you beat him into the dirt. That's the game."
Coach Heath looked around at the rest of the team, challenging anyone to say otherwise. He turned back to Jake, disgusted, and let go of his mask.
"And then you let him steal the fumble? Look at you, Jake. You're big as a horse, and you can hit like one, too. You gotta find your fire, son. Without that, you're just another big tub of lard out here flopping around."
Coach blew his whistle, signaling the team to line up for sprints, then he stomped away. Jake adjusted his shoulder pads and jogged to the line. After sprints, the team knelt in a tight knot around their coach, huffing and sweating.
"Just so you all know, Coach Camiso, the head coach from Immaculate Heart, is going to be at our intra-squad scrimmage on Saturday."
Coach Heath looked directly at Bobby Lemke. The rest of the team...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?